First, some headlines for this half hour. Matt Bevan, hello.
Good morning, Fran. The Financial Review has an exclusive story about the census, which may be losing some of its anonymity. A top statistician and a leading privacy group have slammed the Bureau of Statistics for quietly reinstating a plan to retain names and addresses from the 2016 census, which potentially opens the door to future governments accessing sensitive personal information. The move, which was done without fanfare and apparently announced on the Friday before Christmas week, throws the credibility of the census into question, the Fin says. The theory behind that assertion, Fran, is that if the public doesn't trust the government not to interfere in their and read their answers to the census, they may not provide full and frank answers to highly detailed personal, religious and financial questions.
Mm, so, good chance, I think.
Yeah, be interesting to see how that plays out. It's come census night in August. The SMH has a report into the incredible traffic jam yesterday emanating from the Harbour Bridge. Apparently, crash investigators took 75 minutes to arrive, which caused massive delays for the cleanup. Hopefully, Sydney traffic is a bit better this morning. It looks okay so far, though the traffic is building on the M5 citybound, as it does every day, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're safely ensconced here in the breakfast studio.
Yeah. No need to use
keep
the
keep listening, everybody there on the M5.
The Adelaide Advertiser has time to chop from the top. A report from the South Australian Centre for Economic Studies says the state government should ditch up to 5 ministers and slash the number of councils in a bid to boost the state's fortune. The government has dismissed this report as simplistic. The Hobart Mercury has kept in class. Tassie students will start school earlier and stay in education for longer in widespread reforms to the sector that have been welcomed by education groups. Premier Will Hodgman yesterday announced the government plans to lower the school starting age to 4.5 years, it's currently 5, and in order to leave school, students would need to complete Year 12, a Certificate 3 qualification, or be aged 18, and it's currently 17. And a cracking yarn from the Herald Sun. Fran, have you been to the 12 Apostles on the Great Ocean Road?
I have, many times.
Melbourne-based scientists have...
There's only about 8 left or something, I think.
Well, but there's 5 more. Oh. They found 5 more of them.
What?
Apparently, there are 5 more apostles underwater, and they've dubbed them the Drowned Apostles. The smaller limestone columns, 50 metres underwater, 6 kilometres offshore, are believed to be 60,000 years old and were first found by a first-year PhD student with the use of sonar mapping. And, Fran, it's been a while since Tony Windsor's face was on the front page of a Metro newspaper, but here he is, front page of the Telegraph, returning from the grave. The headline, Tony Windsor helped put us through 3 years of hell. Now he's back from the grave. And he's drawn as a zombie returning from behind
he's
a
very
tombstone.
Ghoulish. Okay, that's clearly what they think of the idea.
Thanks, Alison Carabine has more on that.
Thanks very much, Matt.